This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
It's Friday, October 10th. I'm Erin Malsbury. Watsonville students will showcase their short films and answer questions at a free screening at UC Santa Cruz today. Some of the films explore the challenges of immigration and growing up near fields sprayed with pesticides. Victor Torres co-founded the organization Future Leaders of Change. He says a youth filmmaking workshop made the event possible.
It was really fun to be able to go out into our communities or wherever we were at to film, record, and get it all done. It was a pretty fun process.
The group hopes to host more with the help of the Watsonville Film Festival.
We do hope to have more and more screenings in areas of large community gathering where many more people can see and hopefully be inspired to do something similar as well.
Torres says he wants the audience to recognize that each person's individual story contributes to culture.
I hope to take home with them the feeling that every story is important, no matter how mundane you might feel it might be. Every story has an impact.
The film screenings and Q&A will take place at the UCSC Oaks Learning Center today from 4 to 5:30. Local libraries are objecting to censorship with displays that raise awareness for Banned Books Week. B. Ostingo is a managing librarian for Monterey County who says the library faces a few challenges a year to its collection.
This is our opportunity to say we have a right to read what we choose to read and make our own decisions about what we read.
California's Freedom to Read Act protects public libraries from bans. The annual Banned Book Week, which began in 1982, concludes this year on Saturday. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back with more local news tomorrow morning.